بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: سيكون في آخر أمتي ناس يحدثونكم بما لم تسمعوا به أنتم ولا آباؤكم، فإياكم وإياهم، أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم رواه مسلم. سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه said, نبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said that soon in the latter part of my ummah there will be such people who will mention to you such things which neither you nor your forefathers have heard. So, فَإِيَّاكُمْ وَإِيَّاهُمْ, stay away from them, stay distant from them, beware of them. Now, when it comes to deen, when it comes to a knowledge of deen, there is a fundamental difference between the knowledge of deen compared to other worldly subjects. What is that? In other worldly subjects, over time you get improvement. 1,000 years ago, medicine was not as advanced and as improved as it is now. If you compare the field of medicine 1,000 years ago to now, you will find many errors 1,000 years ago which have now been resolved. And in the future, this will carry on. 1,000 years later, maybe they will find that, you know, in the 2020s, these errors, and now they have been resolved. When it comes to deen though, the deen that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam came with 1400 years ago was already perfect. So when it comes to deen, there is no need for improvement. Instead, there is a need for preservation. That you make sure you stay on that same deen that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam came with. Now in light of this, understand this hadith. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is saying that a time will come when people will mention to you things which neither you nor your forefathers have heard before. That means they go against what the Salaf, the people of the past, the pious people, the people of ilm and knowledge and taqwa have been saying until now. Until now, for example, we have been hearing, for example, that music is haram. Now someone comes along and tells you music is impermissible. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, don't even go near him. Until now you have been hearing that taking an interest-based loan is haram, for example. If someone comes now and says that it's halal, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will say, don't even go near him. Now, unfortunately, we are in the time that this is starting to appear. That is why these things need to be mentioned. That before you take a ruling from anyone, understand that is he someone who tells you what is in line with the Salaf or what is against what the Salaf. That is the thermometer Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam placed in this. We have habits sometimes of online or someone we don't even know. Someone on YouTube taking a ruling from him. You don't know if he's telling you what is in line with the Salaf or what is against the Salaf. And if you're still unsure, then look at his life. Is his life in line with the Salaf or is it against the Salaf? Everything you hear about the Sahaba, about the pious people of the past, the qualities that are in the life, to some degree are they found in this person or not? He is on another track. If a person wants to stay safe in this era, and this will continue until the danger will continue as you get closer to the Day of Judgment, then a person will have to find people and take knowledge from people who are in line with the Salaf. Number one, what they're telling you is in line with the Salaf. Yes, an occasional ruling changes with time. I'm not denying that there are technical reasons for that. But the majority of deen, he's telling you exactly what the people of the past were hearing. And his life is the same as well. Yes, technological advancements happen, but in terms of the values in his life, the taqwa in his life, the fear of Allah Ta'ala, the precaution, those same values exist in his life that you see in the lives of the people of the past, that you hear about in the lives of the people of the past, then that is where you should be taking your deen from. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give first to myself and there are always a topic to practice upon this.